Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is wise. His counsel is perfect. And all that he will give us to say and to do is perfect. And the more we receive his word and do it, the more we see, the more we understand, and the better off we are. Life is a gift from God. And life is very precious to God. Life is also powerful. And we must use it wisely. Our life is very valuable, very precious. Our life is everlasting. God is eternal. He always was. He is the beginning. And there never will be an end. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He loves us. Love generates life. Life originates out of love. And always will. When we choose to operate according to His love, we secure our life. Love is the only way to defeat the law, to fulfill the law, to make sure that everything is done. When you have the love of God, you supersede the law. You fulfill it. Because love has restrictions. Some things you just will not do. You won't want to do them. There's no desire to do wrong with the living love of God. Life and love is, they're both simultaneous. They work together. The more you love God, the more you embrace His word. The more you embrace His word, which is receiving His word, the more you have to believe, the more you have to work with. The love of God causes you to receive and see things clearly. The word of God is always ready to give you that God's eye view, but it takes the love of God to see it, to embrace the truth of His word, that you may know Him. We know Him by His love. We know Him through love. We learn Him as we love others. When you love others and you're patient with people, you begin to understand that God loves me. And He has my back. I'm secure in Him. I'm safe in Him. I'm delivered in Him. And I don't have to use my strength and my wit to do right or to do anything. I use His love, His strength, because His will becomes mine. We put on the whole armor of God. The armor of God is His defense. We just put it on. I knew what Jesus called me to do, to walk in love unconditionally. There were times I didn't know, I couldn't see myself doing everything He said. I felt isolated because I felt like I couldn't do it. And I was right, I can't. Not in my strength. I'll only go so far and stop. But in His strength, I'm unlimited. And many people feel the same way. But you're just going to have to believe God. Faith always looks to God, and when you do, you receive His life, and then your life is fulfilled in Him. Everything is in Him, and people try to teach formats and show people how they can do it. If you don't learn to live in His strength, a lot of things you're not going to be able to do and perform. But if you learn to live in His strength, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Anybody can. This is for everybody, not just preachers, not just leaders. The difference between a Christian and somebody that has a call to one of the offices of God, such as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, the difference is the assignment, is what God set apart, set them apart for. But they perform it by the rights and privileges as a Christian. They'll live by faith, just like every Christian does. And Christians can hear what they say and repeat it. So it's important. Everybody has their own function. The apostles, they depend on others to carry out the word that God delivers. God gave us a word to give people, and then they use it in their life and share it with others. So we're all important. And people who are faithful, they'll get the same reward as the apostle, or the prophet, or the pastor, or the evangelist, or the teacher, whatever. It all works together. God, remember, God hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. They tried to make a rulership over the people of God. And that's not the purpose. We preach with authority, but we preach like everybody can do this. Everybody has a voice. And God is going to introduce things through people, through his people who are redeemed. People look up to the offices. Actually, we need to look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Being redeemed is great. If you're redeemed, that's great. There are people who puff themselves up, make themselves look good. And they name Jesus' name. They say they're Christians, and they're not. And then they make people feel inferior. But the people who go to heaven are people who believed on Jesus Christ from the heart, not just out of the mouth. And it's a huge difference. That's why Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, but they never had allegiance to God, ever. Their heart was never towards God. They said a prayer, they named a name, but they didn't believe it from the heart. There was no change. Tears that tried to make themselves great. You know, goats love the precipice. They love the high points. I thank God for him. He points that out. And they do. They love the ragged rocks. They're sure-footed about it. Just like an old goat. But sheep are gentlefolk. They eat grass and live. You know, it's not hard to just enjoy life. You don't need all these props and crutches that people that people feel are so important. If you don't have the living life of God in you, that's why people try to make the difference in things. If you've got the living love of God in you, you don't need all those things. And you can have anything. But if you try to trade off the life of God for things and things that make you look important and prestige and power, you miss the point. You miss the point of life. If you have life in abundance, if you have family and you have the life of God in you, and you look to him and you seek him first, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're going to have vision and you're going to have foundation, and everything else is attainable. You can attain every other thing. Now, those things impress people. It impresses men. But when you have the life of God in you, you're content. You are fulfilled in him. many people, many athletes that we love to watch, they had so much money went through their fingers. And they overspent. There's a show called Abandoned Mansions. I don't know the name of it, but people who overspent a $30 million house, mansion. When they started out, they could see themselves paying for it. But when something happened in sports, and you can't make that kind of money anymore, the house goes back to the bank. And then the bank has to find somebody to buy it. And most people don't have $30 million and want to live in that location. So it goes down. Who's going to take care of it? Who's going to manage it? You don't need that much house to live. The only reason I'm saying this is because when you have the life of God in you, you don't need props and crutches. You can live within your means and thrive in life.
Of salvation that began in you from the moment you first believed is ever growing in you. And you have to allow it to do what it does. You have to allow it to grow. Feed your heart with the Word of God. All the parables are understood by the interpretation, the same interpretation. of the parable of the sower. Because if you have the word in you, you can gain the point. If your heart is a good and honest heart, and you keep receiving the word, you're going to learn everything. And you'll see the interpretations of every parable. Every parable deals with the life of God in you. And the way you get the life of God in you is receive his word by faith. And you'll bring forth fruit with patience. And you can understand all things. You can believe all things of God. And you can see all things of Satan for what it really is. After you believe and receive the things of God. When you receive the truth of God, you see the life of what it is. It's just a pitiful worm. Satan and all of his soldiers are like piss ants. They have no power. They depend on people to believe that they're great. I'll be bold to say this. The Antichrist is alive right now. Men of God have said that he's alive right now. The man. I remember when Perry Stone first said, he's alive now. This was years ago when Perry Stone said it. But he's like a cowering piss ant because he can't overcome the least of the body of Christ who believe God and understand who they are in Christ. He's got to wait until either the Lord removes us or people get so weak and backslidden that he can come on the scene. And when he does reveal himself, the two witnesses are going to make him look so foolish he won't be able to handle the two witnesses with all the nuclear codes and the armies that he has. They're going to change the weather patterns. They're going to stop him. He can't handle the people of God. And the reason I said the least of the people of God, because people who have the life of God in themselves, their faith overcomes the word. And the reason I said they're like piss ants, because you'll never forget it that way. Piss ants are small, and they can be easily defeated, just like Satan and all of his horde. And his people that the tares, they're not like the people of God. They have fear. They go out to pride. You know what they want. They want to seem big. And they're not. The world system is clumsy. It's not perfect. It's not accurate. And if you pay attention to, if people ever learn to pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it's easy to defeat the world system. You can turn it off with words. The weapons of your warfare are powerful. You can pull down every form of stronghold. You can stop Satan in his miserable tracks. And you can defeat him easily. It's not hard at all. If you ever win the war within, the war without is a cake. And the war without is easy to win. The war within is easy to win if you have the life of God in you, if you love God, if you have his word in you. Now, God loves us. The life of God, if the more we learn about his life, Jesus said, learn of me. Take time and learn of me. That's very important. If you go on to know the Lord, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.